We are in the 20th verse of the 10th canto and 4th chapter. Yata nevam vido bhedo. Yata atma vipariyaha. Deha yoga vyoga ucha. Samsmriti na nivartate. One who does not understand the constitution position of the body and the soul become too attached to the bodily concept of life. Consequently, because of attachment to the body and its byproduct, he feels affected by the union and with the separation from his family, society and nation. As long as this continues, he continues in the material life, otherwise one is liberated. So this is a meditation on the body and the soul. And who is speaking? Kamsa. That is interesting. How is it Kamsa can speak this philosophy? Because it's part of the Vedic culture. In Vedic culture, from childhood, this is the knowledge everybody is taught. And this is called knowledge. Even demons had knowledge. Today, nobody has any knowledge. They just learn some skills, get some silly certificates and become proud. Correct? No knowledge. That's why they have the mission Skill India. That's all is going on. Some skills to make a living. That's it. There is zero knowledge. Nobody has any knowledge. That's right. The big slogans. Knowledge is power. Blah, blah. All nonsense. Work is worship. All nonsense. They don't know what is work. What is worship means. They don't know. Big slogan, work is worship. Some colleges I go, some colleges, knowledge is power. What is knowledge? Please define. I don't know. Everywhere, practically in this belt, all the colleges have that. You know, maybe everywhere it is same. They try to attach some divinity to their knowledge, but there is nothing divine about what they are teaching. It's just some material skills to make a living. A dog also knows that, hana? Without going to their colleges. He also knows how to get some skills to become. To advance in so-called material life. So then the knowledge, therefore, Isha Upanishad distinguishes between Vidya and Avidya. Why I'm speaking strongly, the reason is that people are so much enchanted by Avidya and take it as Vidya. And then you go to them, teach them Vidya, they have no value. Correct? Not to be proud, but because we are representing the Sampradaya, because we are teaching real knowledge, the moment we go, actually in education institute, they should suspend all classes because somebody has come with knowledge. Anna? Why they don't do that? Why they don't value? A long time ago, I was telling somebody that previously, if in a city, say in Mangalore city, Madhvacharya comes, the whole city will be standstill. They will be holiday. The holiday will be declared immediately. Whatever you're doing, stop. Go in here because he has come with some knowledge. Anna? Previously it was like that in India. And then the discussion will start. Whoever is the leading learned man in the city will go and talk to him. And the whole thousands of people will be listening. True or not? When Shukadev Goswami spoke, all the people came from around the universe. And different excuses. I just came to take bath in the Yamuna. That's all. They actually all had come to hear. They all wanted to hear. The greatest of the personality, Shukamuni speaking, let us hear. There is knowledge here. But today, people are sitting in front of TV. They don't have to have any discrimination. What is knowledge? There is no knowledge here. Why am I wasting my time? I want knowledge. There is eating, sleeping that is going on. Why you have to see the TV for? That is going on the road. What is there to see? What's the difference? A dog is mating with a she-dog on the street and they are doing on the TV. What's the difference? It is same. There is no difference. Kya dekhna hai udhar? Ke dekhne ke liye kya hai kya dekhne ke liye? Kyon dekh rahe ho? Because you don't want knowledge. Hai na? Parabhavastavadabhodajatam yavannajigyasatmatattvam yavatkriyatavadidam manovai karmatmakam yena sharirabandaha. Whole life is a defeat. If you are not searching for knowledge, the defeat, the waste, whole life. And whatever you do, your mind will become like that. And you become colored and then continue the cycle of material existence. The whole life becomes defeat if I don't receive knowledge. What's the use of human life? Other forms of life, I cannot receive any knowledge. I can only go to what is known as experiential learning. But human form of life, I can learn by hearing. And there is some knowledge animals get after the whole life of some kind of suffering. Oh, fly, 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 then get fed up. Some knowledge you get. But real knowledge comes by hearing. Without flying, you can know this all waste of time. You can save 1 million years of material existence and half an hour of Bhagavatam class are equivalent. You saved so much time. Hana? You learn by hearing. Animals cannot learn by hearing. That opportunity is only for human beings. So human life is meant for acquiring spiritual knowledge. But spiritual knowledge and Krishna, there is no difference. His knowledge personified. But to get knowledge personified, the beginning is humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance. These are all so many qualities you need. Then knowledge will come. But if you have a tendency, today nobody wants, actually they advertise themselves. You see, sometimes we get surprised. Why we see in Gita, Krishna says, that whatever Krishna is, except for the great acharyas. But we have so many so-called big scientists, they don't accept Krishna's statements. Why? They are not scientists, they are jokers. Why? They are not searching for truth. They don't want to know the truth, they want to exploit the truth. They want to take advantage of the truth. Krishna will, you cannot exploit Krishna, he will not come. Correct? So the real knowledge will cheat them. Maya aprita jnana. You want to cheat? Krishna will cheat you. If you genuinely want to know the truth, you know the truth. Therefore, Prabhupada said, don't think they were not big scholars. Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Viragavacharya, the Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were also very big scholars, Vedavyasa. They all understood Krishna is God. Why today these scholars don't understand? Because they're not scholars, they are cheaters. They don't want to know the truth. They just want to know something to exploit. Correct? Suppose somebody comes to meet you. And he wants to know about you. You will reveal, you know, I'm like that. And if he's a friend, you will tell everything. But somebody has come to exploit, you'll be very careful what you reveal. Nobody likes to be exploited. True? Krishna will be exploited. Krishna will never agree to be dominated or controlled. Krishna is the supreme predominator. When the dhobi, Krishna said, give me clothes. Yeah? You want clothes? This clothes belongs to Kamsa. What did Krishna do? Shk, threw his head in the air. You cannot control Krishna. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. He cannot be controlled. He is a controller. You cannot enjoy him. He is an enjoyer. It's reverse. But we have this demonic mentality to even control and enjoy Krishna. Forget Krishna will not come. He will not be. He will not be. That's what our situation is today. Therefore, Krishna is not coming. Shri Radha Govinda ki. Just like we come to know. You have a very rich friend or a relative. What is the first thing you have? How to exploit him. How to exploit him. Correct? Mangalore, some very rich person has come, billionaire has come. What will people go? You know, this problem is there. I also want my child to study in America. Can you sponsor? We have any interest in him? Zero interest in him. He starved to death, let him go to death. Sometimes Prabhupada says, people go to sadhus also in a queue for the same mood. आप हमको आशीर्वाद दे दो आप नरक जाओ हमको उसको कोई मतलब यू हैव नो इंटरेस्ट यू गो टू हेल और व्हाट जस्ट गिव मी ब्लेसिंग इवन साधुस पीपल डील लाइक दैट ट्रू और नॉट है ना दैट इज प्रॉपर से द मेंटालिटी ऑफ दिस एवरीबडी थिंकिंग व्हाट इज इन इट फॉर मी एंड यू वांट टू टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड एज इफ होल वर्ल्ड इज जस्ट प्रॉपर से एवरीबडी इज सर्चिंग फॉर अ विक्टिम टू बी एक्सप्लॉइटेड दैट्स ऑल नोबडी हैज अ डिजायर टू सर्व द लॉर्ड एंड डिजायर टू सर्व एनीबडी Just looking for a victim to be exploited. Correct? So many people will come. Please help me. I have to feed that fellow. Be ready. He will take 10 rupees, spend 1 rupee. Hana? Everybody in this world is searching for a victim to make fool of. Therefore, we have to come to spiritual platform. And Kamsa is giving some knowledge. There's a knowledge. I mentioned this. What is the knowledge? Devil. Sight, scripture. Who wants to hear Kamsa? Kaun Kamsa ko sunna chahta hai? Itna papi aadmi. Usse gyan lene ka koi jayega kya? Chalo normal gyan to chalo. Dhanurvidya usse seekh lo. Lekin spiritual knowledge kaun lega usse? He is not fit to give spiritual knowledge. But anyway, he is speaking. Why is he speaking? previously we see that. Let us analyze this in a way, better way. Previously, Vasudeva spoke some knowledge to him. Why he didn't accept that time? Because he was very proud. Because he was very confident about himself. And now things are a little different. He was very proud, but situation is out of his control. Correct? The Devi has manifested and scolded him. Oh, he's shaken up now. So because of this, his spiritual knowledge which he had, because everybody in the Vedic culture had some knowledge. Even today, a rickshaw puller says, Sab Bhagwan ka hi haath mein. He says that, correct? Some bits and pieces. Not that he is a pure devotee, not that he is in transcendent knowledge, but because he's part of Vedic culture is still holding him by the ear. So some knowledge he has here and there, but not organized way. So Kamsa also speaking some knowledge, which was part of the Vedic culture. But you notice it doesn't speak about the Supreme Lord. So even if you have Vedic knowledge, where there is no discussion about glories of Krishna and devotion service, Tadvayasam Tirtha is a pilgrimage place for crows, waste. Vedesh sarve aham eva vedyaha. Even Vedic knowledge, if it doesn't take you to Krishna, is a waste of time. Vedavyasa, after writing all the Vedic literatures like this, was frustrated. And then Narad Muni came and instructed Narad Muni. That's in Bhagavatam, 4th chapter, 5th chapter. Hana. Narad Muni comes and instructs. He instructs Vedavyasa that now you glorify the Lord. And Vedavyasa thinking, I have written all the literature. Everything I have done. Why I am not satisfied? Hana. That's after the Bhagavatam, first three foundation chapter, that talks about the Vedavyasa being so sad. And Narad Muni comes and instructs him. Okay, you are feeling sad. He said, yes, my Gurudev, I did so much. I wrote the Vedas, I wrote the Vedanta Sutras, I wrote the 17 Puranas, I wrote Upanishads, part of the Vedas, I wrote Mahabharata. My dear Guru, I did so much work just for the benefit of the humanity, nothing for myself. You're sitting in Bhadrikashrama writing all this thing. But I'm not happy. What mistake have I done? So what does Narad Muni say? Yes, my dear disciple. Your mistake is you have not glorified the Lord. Now sit down again for self-realization and glorify the Lord with all your heart. That's what happens actually. Isn't this happening? Hana? And Narad Vedavyasa sits down. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranahite amale apashyat purusham purnam maya tadapashayam. We see the Supreme Lord. And Maya totally under his control. So, the point is this, that if there is Vedic knowledge, but if that knowledge is not leading you to devotion to the Lord, the knowledge is a waste of time. Even Vedic knowledge. Vedeshu dullabham. Bhagavad Gita, the Brahma Samhita, what is said? Vedeshu dullabham. Adullavam atma pantasya koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratavi manaso munibungavanam sopiyasti yat prabhadasimna vachindu tatve govindavadi purusham tamaham vajami. You must speculate for millions of years. You'll not be able to understand Krishna. Vedesh adullavam adullavam atma bhakto. The whole Vedic knowledge is very difficult to understand. Just by academic study of the Veda. Adullavam atma bhakto. Very easily understood by a devotee. Tarka pithashta shrutiya vibhinnaha. Even by argument you cannot understand Krishna. Shrutiya vibhinnaha. So many people speak so many things. Dharma satattvam nihitam guhayam. The real conclusion is sitting in the heart of a devotee. Mahajano yena gata sapantaha. Take care. So follow the path as given by the Mahajana. That is the way. Krishna is sitting in their heart. Dharma satattvam. Nihitam guhayam. What is there in the heart of a devotee? Is desire to serve Krishna. That is what we want. That is the sweetness. That is bhakti. We may speak so many things. At the end, what people are taking? End of the day? Little bhakti. Hana? One's inspiration. Small line. Oh, that was so sweet. Recently, I was hearing some lecture. And at the end, the speaker says, oh, you are asking your Pundarik Vidyanidhi, what level is in Bhava Prema? He is much, much, much above all this. It was so inspiring to hear. That the bhakti. eternal estate of Lord Chaitanya. He is much, much above all this, what you are discussing, platforms. So similarly, we all see that actually Krishna is, the knowledge of Krishna, in devotion to Krishna is real knowledge. Even Vedic or Kamsa knows, what is no use. Even after this, did he offer some prayer to Krishna? No. There was once, I remember, I was seeing some serial on Mahabharata, and the discussion is going, Niyati, Niyati, Niyati. Yeah, demons speak all the Niyati, Niyati. They don't see the Lord. Why this happened? Destiny this happened. That's what Kamsa is also speaking. It's all still demonic. Beyond Kala, they only reach till Kala. Kala is the impersonal feature of the Lord. Beyond the Kala is Krishna. All merciful Krishna, who is the best friend. They will, no, demons will never talk about him. If they talk, then they don't become demon. They become divine. Anna? So they avoid. Asura tad viparyayaha. What is the shloka? Vishnu bhakta bhave daiva. Asura tad viparyaya. That's the basic difference between Vishnu bhakta. And Kamsa was about to, wanted to destroy all Vishnu bhaktas. Where? Vishnu bhakta bhave daiva. They're all divine, the servants of Lord Vishnu. Asura tad viparyayaha. And asuras are viparyaya, are indifferent. They're not interested in service to Vishnu. So even knowledge, which does not lead us to service to Vishnu, that is called avidya, not vidya. Vidya is when knowledge talks about the Supreme Personality, Godhead, and service to Him. Just like a living in a jail, there are two kinds of knowledge. One jolly knowledge, how to live in the jail. How? What other knowledge, how to get out of the jail. But today, people don't have this knowledge even to live. Therefore, Vedas talk about karma. People have no knowledge. Vedas talk about you're not body or soul. People have no knowledge about that. People then how the Kala brings all your karma. People have no knowledge about Prakriti, everything coming by the creation. But still they avoid the personality of Godhead. Kamsa is not talking about, yes, everything is because Supreme Personality. No, he doesn't. But still what he's talking is not wrong. It is correct. Therefore, after all this thing, Vasudeva says, whatever you're saying is correct. The children have died because of their own karma. Yes, it is correct. Now, if you understand this fact that everything is happening by the will of Krishna, every moment you will dance, every word you will sing. This word becomes Vaikuntha immediately. Because this word or that word, Purnamadaha, Purnamidam, either the kingdom of Krishna, this is also kingdom of Krishna, is totally under his control. If you understand this fact, that Krishna is in total control of the situation at every moment. He is aware of everything that is happening. He is very alert. And is whatever is happening, every person is for his best. But don't be jo hua acha hua, because it could have been better. Many people say, whatever happened for good, it could have been better. Why it could have been better? Had I been sincere. It could have been much better. But we are not sincere. That is our problem. But whatever happens actually happens for good. It is for our good. These things happen, whatever happens. And if we accept this fact that Krishna is in total control of the situation, whatever happens for good, even if, God forbid, in front of you there is death of six children like Vasudeva Devaki, Vishyam Purna Sukhayate. Krishna is Adbhuta Karmana. Krishna lifted mountain. My God, so great is. The greatest calamity on life, so great is. Prabhupada had, in his life, what happened to Srila Prabhupada? He lost all his business suddenly. Krishna is so great. That means I have to take up the mission of my spiritual master. It happened to Narada, his mother died in front of him by a snake bite. Oh, Adbhuta Karmana. Now I have nothing but Krishna. Every moment you are seeing that Krishna is bringing him closer to him. Visham Poon, every moment is a joy. There is no reason to be sad at any moment. If you are sad means you are not able to understand Krishna is in control. Correct? We should accept this fact. Therefore, there should always be smile. See, we may have tension and all. When you go to temple, look at Krishna. He knows everything. And he's smiling. True or not?
No.
He is in total control. He is in total situation. Everything is under his control. And everywhere Krishna is smiling. That means He didn't make any mistake. Krishna doesn't make any mistake. He's in perfect total control of the situation. So we should also therefore not to worry at all. Krishna is in control. He has decided certain things to happen. Adbhuta karmana. Instead of challenging what Krishna did, what we should do? We should celebrate and see every moment is fantastic. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.